Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a great show. We have Cleo Lane, Vic Damone, Will Bradley, Stacey Kent, Tommy Dorsey, and many more. So stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Dakota Staton, from Steve Tyrell, and right now it's Renee Lee. And ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do.
Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, a wonderful you. It had to be you.
The sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night, we'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love in pale moonlight. Just you and I, forever and today. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun, how high the moon with you.
And you're listening to Swing with Bill Cartwright right here on 91.7 and 88.5. That was Dakota Staton, along with Sid Feller's fine orchestra, and a Brooks Bowman tune from 1934 called East of the Sun. Way, way back, this was made popular by Tom Oakey and his orchestra. We heard from Steve Tyrell with a Gus Kahn and Isham Jones tune from 1924, a famous one we play a lot by various orchestras and singers. It was It Had to Be You. And we started with Renee Lee and a Harry McGregor Woods tune from 1934 called What a Little Moonlight Can Do, commonly known as Ooh, 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 What a Little Moonlight Can Do. This popular by a number of people. Biggest version may have been by Billie Holiday, backed up by Teddy Wilson's orchestra. Well, what happened on this day in history? Back in 1869, the motion picture projector was patented by a gentleman with the name of O.B. Brown. In 1859, in Boston, the first milk inspectors were appointed. And back in 1846, the Smithsonian Institute was chartered by the U.S. Congress. The nation's attic was made possible by a $500,000 grant given by scientist Joseph Smithson. That's the Smithsonian Institute that is in Washington. And 1821, Missouri became the 24th state to join the Union. Back to more music on swing. It'll be Stacy Kent. We have Michael Feinstein, and here's Tommy Dorsey with his famous Song of India. We'll be right back.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, it's oak. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Coney. The beach is divine. She goes to ball games. The bleachers are fine. She follows Winchell and reads every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes a prize fight that isn't a fake. She loves the rowing on Central Park Lake. She goes to opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the green grass under her shoes. What can she lose? She's flat, that's that. She's all alone when she lowers her lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. this emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals. I never must the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
Stacy Kent from her CD called Let Yourself Go. And A Fine Romance, written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern back in 1936, was in a famous movie with Fred Astaire called Swing Time. We heard from Michael Feinstein and with Bill Elliott and his orchestra, and The Lady is a Tramp, Rodgers and Hart tune from 1937. And it was Tommy Dorsey and the number five tune in 1937. It was The Song of India. This is one of the two really old songs we have today. This one written in 1897 by Rimsky-Korsakov. And let's see, this was, I'm reading some notes about this. It was done by, well, by this version by Tommy Dorsey in 1937 and originally done by Paul Whiteman in 1921, a long time after it was written in 1897. Let's see, on this day in history, we had Mount Rushmore formally dedicated on this day. Individual faces of the presidents were dedicated later. Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR, was stricken with polio on this day in 1921. Thomas Edison's exhibit opened at the Paris Electrical Exhibition on this day in 1881. And the first electric streetcar, they were drawn by horses before, first electric streetcar to be used commercially was operated in Baltimore on this day in 1885. Back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing Will Bradley. It'll be Vic Damone. And here's Cleo Lane with Dudley Moore and When I Take My Sugar to Tea.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the girls are jealous of me. So I never take him where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, he's a rowdy dowdy, that's he. He's a hi-hat baby, that's he. So I'll never take him where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with all those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I never take him where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea,
thank you.
the look of love is in your eyes. The look, your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what it tells my heart, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just for you. Now that I have found you, please don't ever go. I love you so. Please don't ever go. I love you so.
Well, that song was written a very long time ago, in 1866. This was Will Bradley's orchestra with When You and I Were Young, Maggie. This was made popular later on, much later on, by Bing Crosby and Gary Crosby, and then by Margaret Whiting. We heard from Vic Damone and a Hal David and Burt Bacharach tune from 1965 from a film in Casino Royale. It was The Look of Love. And it was Cleo Lane with Dudley Moore with a Sammy Fain tune from 1931 called When I Take My Sugar to Tea. In a couple of movies, The Mating Season, also Monkey Business with the Marx Brothers, made popular back in the 30s by the Boswell Sisters. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Sarah Vaughan. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have lots more great stuff coming up. Here's we'll have Nat King Cole. We'll have Ralph Martiri. And here's Sarah Vaughan and Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Neath a starry sky, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Ooh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? We'll be right back.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Said goodbye, now stars in the sky refuse to shine. Take it from me, it's no fun to be alone with moonlight and memory. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. You'll never know if you don't know now.
Oh, that's great stuff. Nat King Cole with Billy May's Orchestra, and a song written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren back in 1943 called You'll Never Know. This was in a film called Hello Frisco, another film called Four Jills in a Jeep, and also made popular by Dick Hames and a guy named Sinatra. We heard from Ralph Martiri a song of his own making called Dry Martiri, and it was Sarah Vaughan to get us started with a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937 called Nice Work If You Can Get It. A whole bunch of people got that on the hit parade, about five of them, in 1938. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. Well, it was on this day in 1944 that U.S. forces defeated the Japanese resistance on the island of Guam. 1947, a gentleman by the name of William Odom completed an around-the-world flight. He set the world record by completing the flight in 73 hours. This is back in 1947. And on this day in 1945, the day after the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, Japan announced they would surrender. The only condition was that the status of the emperor, Emperor Hirohito, would remain unchanged, and it was. And the war was over. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We have Joe Grandston coming up. We have Benny Goodman, and here's Rosemary Clooney and a song from the Depression era called We're in the Money.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man Depression, you are through. You done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling along. see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling. Oh,
let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Oh, in other words, I love you. We'll be right back. evermore. Because you are all I long for, all I worship, and all that I adore. In other words, won't you please be true?
What a great voice. That's Joe Grandston from his CD called Songs of Sinatra and Friends. And a great big band in back of him with a Burt Howard tune from 1954 called Fly Me to the Moon. We heard from Benny Goodman and an Andy Razoff Benny Goodman tune from 1934, a very famous one called Stompin' at the Savoy. Number four on the hit parade in 1937. And it was Rosemary Clooney at her very best with Nelson Riddle from a CD called Dedicated to Nelson and a song called We're in the Money. She really revved it up, didn't she? Al Dubin, Harry Warren wrote it in 1933, right in the middle of the Depression. It was in a film called Gold Diggers of 1933 with Ginger Rogers and made popular by Ted Lewis and Hal Kemp. Back on this day in 1948 on ABC Radio, Candid Camera made its television debut. That was ABC Television then. The original title was Candid Microphone. And on this day in 1981, who could forget this, Pete Rose hit a single and broke the National League all-time hit record with his 3,631st hit. Pete Rose. We have time for a few more, a couple anyway. Here's Dinah Washington and Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, I feel so sad every single time. Oh, we say goodbye.
Well, it's my unpleasant duty to break in now, but we're running out of time. This is Ted Heath right now and his version of Glenn Miller's famous Tuxedo Junction. And we heard from Dinah Washington, Cole Porter tune from 1944, great one called Every Time We Say Goodbye. We are saying goodbye right now. This is Bill Cartwright thanking you so very much for being with us tonight. Please come back again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.